All right. Welcome to our Perry Fairway, Dallas County Let's Talk program. I'm Logan Mance, joined by the Emergency Management Specialist for Dallas County Emergency Management Agency, Josh Heward. Josh, thanks for joining me, and we appreciate you taking your time and talking with us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's winter season, and a lot of we haven't had a lot of snow, but I'm assuming it's coming right around the corner, and it's just a good time to get prepared for when that cold, that really cold, that bitter cold comes and the snow comes. Could you tell us about the winter preparedness kits and how someone can stay prepared?
Yeah, these kits are super important. You never know what situation you might find yourself in, so being prepared can only help you and help save your life.
And then what should be in these kits for people that are going out and about? Where should these kits be, and then what should be in them?
Yeah, these kits can vary. It just depends on what you're doing and where you're going. You know, for longer trips, you may want to have some different pieces in there. For trips just around town, you know, you could probably go, not have as much stuff. But these are good things to have no matter what. And these are things that I keep in my personal car and in my agency car. So we have things like jumper cables, flares and reflective triangles, an ice scraper is always helpful. If you have a spare cell phone charger that you can put in there, definitely a warm blanket, and that can either be those space blankets, those reflective blankets, or just a nice heavy blanket that you might have in your bed. Maps can be helpful, but you know, most people have cell phones that have Google Maps on it or Apple Maps, so map may or may not be that important. Sand or something that can help give you some better traction. Definitely a flashlight. I personally like to have a small shovel, so if I do get stuck in the snow, I can at least move some of that snow out from my tires. First aid kits, snacks and or water, spare set of boots could come in, come in handy, and then a spare set of gloves, hats, and a coat.
And how much does the Emergency Management Agency really push this winter preparedness kit?
We push pretty hard. We'll talk later about this, but we have on our social media sites and on our website information that links to ready.gov that goes through some of these kits. So we put a lot of stock in them.
And then also during these winter months, no one wants to be stuck on the side of the road, or if they are stuck on the side of the road, they don't want to be there for too long. And just how important is car maintenance and vehicle maintenance during this time, during this winter season, again, so they don't get stuck on the side of the road for too long?
Yeah, it's very important also, making sure that you have that right mix of antifreeze, that your battery is good and charged, you know, that your heater and your defrosters are working properly, you have good bright lights, and then also your tires. You know, you want to make sure that you have the tires that aren't bald or have bald spots on them, and that your tire pressures are at the recommended levels.
And then also, is there any tips you'd like to give out on how to drive in this icy conditions and the snow conditions during these winter months?
Yeah, that's an important question, and I think one that gets talked about a lot around Iowa, and that is, you want to slow down, especially whenever it's icy outside, or once that snow is first starting to really stick to the ground. Give yourself plenty of distance to stop. Don't be tailgating other cars. I think those are the real important ones. But yeah, just take your time. Don't speed, and give yourself that time to get to where you're going.
Again, like we talked about, only one snow thus far here in Iowa, but when we get more snow, because I think it's more of an if than a when, what is the difference between like a winter storm warning and a winter storm watch and a blizzard warning?
Yeah, so what I'd like to do is start with the winter storm advisory, and that's really just that kind of first part where it's, cold, ice, and snow are expected. And then you move up into that winter storm watch, where severe winter weather such as heavy snow or ice is possible the next day or two. And then that winter storm warning, which is the severe wet winter conditions have begun or about to begin. And then with that blizzard warning, the big part there is that is heavy snow and strong winds will produce a blinding snow, near zero visibility, deep drifts, and life-threatening wind chills.
Again, we're speaking with Josh Heward, the Emergency Management Specialist for the Dallas County Emergency Management Agency on the Perry Fairway Dallas County Let's Talk program. And then also just remind folks to get out and get the Alert Iowa system on their smart device or anywhere they can get that. How does that work? And how does that work?
Yeah, so Alert Iowa is a program where you sign up for, you subscribe to, and what you can do is you can text Dallas IA to 67283, and again, that is Dallas IA to 67283. That's the best way of getting those alerts.
Then, and doesn't it use geographic locations to map where you're at, and if a storm comes in your area, you get up-to-the-date information. Isn't that how that works?
That's correct. That is one part of it. So once the user is subscribed to Dallas IA, then based off their geographical area, that's where those alerts are going to come to their smartphones.
Well, thank you, Josh, for giving your time. Is there any final thoughts as we kind of close up this conversation?
Yeah, I'd like to point everybody to our social media pages. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Nextdoor. One special thing that we're doing during the month of December up until Christmas is we have Preppy, the Preparedness Elf, and we encourage everyone to follow his mischievous adventures.
All righty then, and we appreciate you again for taking the time, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Logan. Appreciate it.
And that was our Perry Fairway Dallas County Let's Talk program. If you missed any part of our conversation with the Dallas County Emergency Management Service Agency, go to our website at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the Let's Talk Dallas County podcast tab, and you can find the full archived audio there. Remember, we got more regular programming when we come back on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.